When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into those boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they found him on the other side, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, you are not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last, but work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you. For on him the Father, God himself, has set his seal." They said to him, "What must we do if we are to do the works that God wants?" Jesus gave them this answer: "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." So they said, "What sign will you give us to show us that we should believe in you? What work will you do?" "Our fathers had manna to eat in the desert, as Scripture says, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, it was my Father who gives you the bread from heaven, the true bread. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread always." Jesus answered, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Today I spent some time reflecting on the experience of being physically hungry. It was not a surprise to me to discover that never, ever have I been desperate for something to eat. It is quite by chance, by reason of my birth, that I have never experienced starvation or malnutrition. Several times I've participated in volunteer fasting to be in solidarity with the hungry and starving of the world, but this was voluntary. Once I fasted for 10 days, taking only water as part of a yoga seminar, but that was self-serving. 800 million people, that is, 1 in 9 globally, do not have enough to eat. And most of them are women and children. I'm embarrassed to have to admit that watching my weight and limiting my food intake is a daily task. So how would these millions of people hear today's words of Jesus? "I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will never be hungry. Anyone who believes in me will never thirst." I do not have an answer to that question. Jesus is talking to a crowd of people who, too, have had all the bread they ever wanted to eat. And so he moves them to consider food that will never require barns for storage, food that will be in abundance for all, food that will endure to eternal life. What is that food for us? What is that food that will never spoil, that will transform us, nourish us, fill us up so that we will never have to be greedy or grasping? What is that food that will heal our wounds, that keep us from attending to the world's destitute, hungry and poor? Jesus offers us himself, divine love, grace. This food is Jesus. This food softens the spiritual sinews of our hearts to be able to hear the cries of the poor. This food nourishes our souls, enabling us to loosen our grasping and cease our hoarding. This food is Jesus who sets us free. We all hunger for this food.